Welcome to the Checkout Point, your quick dive into this week's e-commerce buzz with me, Alex, powered by Blicket. These 20 minutes pack the latest trends, news, and insights. Let's navigate the digital marketplace together. Ready? Let's go.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Checkout Point, your go-to podcast for everything e-commerce. Hosted by me, Max, and powered by Blicket.co. Today's episode is a special one as we dive into the latest happenings in the e-commerce world for week number 16. So, buckle up as we embark on a journey through the digital marketplace and uncover what's new, what's hot, and what's evolving in the world of online shopping and selling. First up, we're peeling back the curtain on a major shakeup by Mercari. They've removed selling fees, and at a glance, it looks like a dream come true for sellers. But could there be a catch? We're diving deep to uncover the full story, and then we'll swing over to something really juicy. Ever wondered what keeps Amazon at the top of the e-commerce food chain? We're revealing their latest strategies, from enticing deals to AI magic, that keep them ahead of the curve. Next, we plunge into the techie sea of e-commerce, SEO, and advertising trends. Get ready to discover the ins and outs of Google Ads updates and SEO strategies that are set to turn your digital marketing efforts upside down. And we're not stopping there. The future of shopping is knocking, and it's powered by AI. Join us as we explore just how artificial intelligence is transforming shopping into an intimate, personalized experience that rivals a walk through your favorite store. But wait, there's more. We'll also dive into the latest e-commerce tools and technologies. Ever thought about what makes online shopping smoother and more engaging? We're looking at groundbreaking collaborations and innovations that are redefining customer interactions online. Through each of these segments, we'll uncover the nuances, the breakthrough innovations, and the strategies that are shaping the future of e-commerce. Whether you're a marketer, a manager, or the brains behind an e-commerce platform, you won't want to miss the insights we've got lined up for you today. So, stay tuned, keep your notes app handy, and let's get ready to be inspired. This is The Checkout Point, the podcast where e-commerce news comes alive. Let's dive in. Have you ever tried selling something online? You snap a few photos, write a catchy description, and voila, your old guitar or those sneakers you never wore are up for sale. It's almost like magic. But then, there's the part that's not so magical, the fees. And today, we're diving into a big shakeup in the world of online marketplaces, specifically Mercari's recent decision to lift its selling fees. Now, on the surface, this might sound fantastic, but let's take a closer look because, as with all things in life, the devil is in the details. Mercari, if you're not familiar, is a bustling online marketplace that lets you sell pretty much anything from the comfort of your own home. It's convenient, it's user-friendly, and it's been a go-to for side hustlers and declutterers alike. But here's the kicker. Mercari has decided to shake things up by lifting its selling fees. Yes, you heard that right. At first glance, this sounds like a win for sellers, right? More money in your pocket. But hang on, because there's a bit of a plot twist. Possible limits. What do these possible limits mean for you, the seller? Well, it's a bit like being given a larger slice of cake, but then being told there might be fewer cakes available tomorrow. It's a complex change, one that might make you pause and think about the long-term implications for your online selling strategy. Now, why would Mercari make such a move? On one hand, it's possible they're looking to attract more sellers to their platform by offering more favorable terms. It's a competitive marketplace out there, after all. But on the other hand, these possible limits could suggest a trade-off. Maybe this decision is aimed at balancing the platform's economics. Or perhaps it's about enhancing the quality of listings. As sellers or potential sellers, it's important to understand the nuances of these changes. It's not just about the immediate increase in your earnings, but also about understanding how platform dynamics might shift. Could these changes lead to a more curated selection of items? Or might they impact the frequency with which you're able to sell? These are the speculative questions we must ponder. For those of us in the game of online selling, adapting to changes is part of the journey. It's about reading the fine print, staying informed, and making strategic decisions. Mercari's decision to lift its selling fees while introducing possible limits reminds us of the ever-evolving nature of digital marketplaces. It's a fascinating development, one that underscores the importance of staying nimble and open-minded as we navigate the online selling landscape. Remember, whether you're a seasoned seller or just starting out, changes like these are not just hurdles. They're opportunities. Opportunities to reassess, to innovate, and perhaps to find new ways to attract buyers and maximize your sales. So keep a close eye on these developments, stay curious, and who knows? This change might just be your next big break in the world of online selling. And with that, we wrap up today's exploration into Mercari's lifted selling fees and the mysterious possible limits. The world of online marketplaces is always shifting, and it's these twists and turns that keep us on our toes, always pondering, always questioning, and always ready for what's next. So, whether you're clicking through listings or boxing up your next sale, remember, every change is a new chapter in your selling story. Stay tuned, stay selling, and let's see where this journey takes us. Today, let's dive deep into the pulsating heart of e-commerce strategy, with a spotlight on none other than Amazon, the giant that reinvents the wheel of online shopping with every tick of the clock. It's fascinating, isn't it? How a website that started as a humble bookstore has now become the cornerstone of our digital marketplace. Let's peel back the layers and see what new moves Amazon is making that keep it at the forefront of the e-commerce world. First up, Amazon is revolutionizing the way sellers interact with its platform by making it easier to search products and add offers in bulk. Imagine you're a seller with not just a handful, but a plethora of items to list. The time it takes to meticulously add each product can be mind-boggling, but with this new rollout, Amazon is smoothing out these crinkles, allowing sellers to add products in bulk. Efficiency is the name of the game, and Amazon is playing to win. This move could potentially open the floodgates to a wider variety of products for us, the consumers, making our shopping experience even more rich and diverse. Now let's pivot to coupons. Oh, how we all love a good deal, don't we? Amazon has recognized this universal truth and is now providing brands with more options to target shoppers with coupons. It's a win-win scenario. Shoppers like us get to save a little extra on our purchases, and brands can drive more sales by attracting deal seekers. It's strategic, it's clever, and it's all about creating a shopping experience that's both rewarding and engaging. Speaking of engaging shopping experiences, have you ever participated in the frenzy of Prime Day? It's like the Olympics of online shopping, where deals drop faster than we can click Add to Cart. Amazon recommends using AWD, or Amazon Web Services, for Prime Day optimization. This suggestion points towards the increasing role of sophisticated technology in making these mega sale events smooth and successful. Behind the scenes, it's all about data, speed, and AI working together to ensure we can snag those deals before they disappear. Speaking of AI, the Amazon CEO, in a recent shareholder letter, emphasized the critical roles of AI, speed, costs, and ads in their strategy. It's a glimpse into the crystal ball of Amazon's future, hinting at a world where artificial intelligence not only helps in streamlining operations, but also in creating more personalized shopping experiences. Imagine a world where your shopping preferences, down to the brand and even the color, are so well understood that finding what you're looking for takes mere seconds. We're talking about speed, not just in delivery, but in the entire shopping process, from search to checkout. As we wrap up, it's clear that Amazon's strategy is not just about selling more, but creating a seamless ecosystem where convenience, personalization, and speed are paramount. For sellers and brands, adapting to these changes and leveraging the new tools and strategies Amazon rolls out could be the key to success. For us shoppers, it's about enjoying the journey through this ever-evolving landscape of online shopping, where every click brings something new and exciting. The future of e-commerce is dazzling, and Amazon is undeniably leading the charge. So, here's to embracing the changes and looking forward to what's next on this digital horizon. Welcome to today's deep dive into the world of e-commerce, where we unravel the mysteries of SEO and advertising trends. Today, we're taking a closer look at what's shaping the ever-evolving landscape of search engine optimization and the fresh updates that Google Ads has introduced, reflecting new search engine results pages, or SERPs. Plus, we'll share with you 10 golden nuggets of paid search and PPC, pay-per-click, planning practices that could very well be the game changers for your strategy. Now, let's embark on this insightful journey, SEO, or search engine optimization, for those who are scratching their heads, is like the compass that guides your website through the vast ocean of the internet, leading it to the shores of those precious first-page search results. And there has been quite a stir in the SEO world, thanks to SGE's partial rollout. The update reshaped the landscape, shifting the ground for digital marketers and e-commerce moguls. Essentially, it's a wake-up call, indicating that staying up to date and agile is more crucial than ever. It's not just about keywords or backlinks, it's about understanding the intent behind searches and ensuring your content aligns perfectly. Moving on to the updates from Google Ads, reflecting on the new SERPs. It's fascinating to see how Google continuously evolves, almost like it's mirroring how we, as users, change our search behavior. These updates are not just tweaks. They're transformative shifts that can significantly impact how your ads perform. Imagine if you could read the minds of your potential customers, understanding exactly what they're looking for. That's what these Google ad updates are gearing towards, making advertising more intuitive, more relevant, and ultimately more successful. And here's something genuinely actionable for those of you who have your game faces on and are ready to conquer the PPC world. Following the 10 paid search and PPC planning best practices can be your roadmap to success. It's like having a treasure map in the world of digital advertising. These practices range from how you can smartly budget your campaigns to understanding the psyche behind user searches, ensuring that every dollar you spend is not just a shot in the dark, but a calculated move towards achieving your business goals. So, what does all this mean for you? Whether you're a budding entrepreneur or part of a thriving online business, the landscape is clear. The winds of change are blowing, and they're bringing with them opportunities like never before. It's about being more thoughtful in our SEO strategies, more dynamic in our advertising efforts, and always a step ahead in planning our PPC campaigns. It's about embracing these trends, learning from them, and allowing them to guide your digital journey. Remember, in the vast digital sea, it's not the strongest that survive, nor the most intelligent, but the ones most responsive to change. Let's keep learning, let's keep evolving, and let's make the digital space a realm of limitless possibilities. That's a wrap for today's exploration into e-commerce, SEO, and advertising trends. Stay curious, stay inspired, and most importantly, stay ahead. Until next time, keep optimizing and keep optimizing well. Imagine you're strolling through a bustling marketplace, not the traditional one, but a digital bazaar where your every need can be met with a simple click. Welcome to the world of e-commerce, a realm that's evolving faster than ever before, thanks to a very special catalyst, artificial intelligence, or AI. Today, we're diving deep into how AI is reshaping the e-commerce landscape, transforming shopping into an experience that feels like it's straight out of a sci-fi novel. Let's start with the backbone of any digital experience, content. AI apps for creating social media images, videos, and infographics are revolutionizing how products are presented online. Picture this, an AI tool that takes a bland product photo and transforms it into an eye-catching infographic, a captivating video, or a stunning social media post. These aren't just hypothetical scenarios. They're real, intuitive applications helping e-commerce businesses stand out in a crowded digital space. This leap in content creation allows brands to connect with their audience in a more engaging, personal, and visually appealing way, turning an otherwise routine scroll through social media into an opportunity to discover products that feels tailor-made for you. Moving on, let's talk about the tools of tomorrow. On April 8, 2024, a suite of new e-commerce tools are set to debut, promising to redefine how online businesses operate. These tools, powered by AI, are not mere upgrades, but revolutionary instruments designed to optimize every facet of the e-commerce ecosystem, from predictive analytics forecasting stock demands to personalized shopping assistants that curate products based on your preferences and past shopping habits. These tools are about to make the online shopping experience more intuitive and seamless than ever. At the heart of this transformation is none other than Amazon, a pioneer in the e-commerce world. Andy Jassy, the CEO, recently announced plans to deepen investments in generative AI. This is a game changer. Generative AI can create high-quality, original content, be it product descriptions, reviews, or even interactive customer service bots. Amazon's commitment signals a significant shift towards more dynamic, responsive, and personalized shopping experiences. Imagine interacting with an AI that understands your needs just as well, if not better, than a human salesperson would. This leap towards an AI-integrated e-commerce world isn't just about improving how we shop. It's about reimagining the relationship between consumers and products. It's about creating a digital ecosystem that's not only efficient, but also deeply connected to the individual needs and preferences of each consumer. So, as we stand on the brink of this new era, one thing is clear: the fusion of AI and e-commerce is not just about technological advancement, it's about crafting a future that understands us better than we could have ever imagined. A future where shopping is not just a transaction, but an experience that feels personal, intuitive, and downright magical. The future of e-commerce is bright, and it's intelligent. As we continue to navigate this fascinating journey, one thing is for sure: the way we shop, sell, and engage with products is about to change in ways we're only just beginning to imagine. Let's embrace this brave new world of AI-driven e-commerce together. Today, we're diving headfirst into a topic that's both fascinating and constantly evolving: the domain of e-commerce tools and technologies. It's a space that's not just transforming how we shop, but redefining the very nature of commerce in the digital era. Let's unravel the latest advancements and consider what they mean for the future of online shopping. In the spotlight this April 8, 2024, we've seen a range of new e-commerce tools emerging. These tools aren't just upgrades, they're revolutionizing how businesses interact with their customers, streamline operations, and maximize their profits. The landscape of e-commerce is like a vast ocean, and every new tool is a wave altering the shorelines of opportunity and challenge. But what makes these new tools stand out? They're designed with the future in mind, leveraging cutting-edge technologies to offer solutions that are not just reactive to today's demands, but anticipatory of tomorrow's needs. One of the big headlines that caught our eye involves a household name, Best Buy. They're teaming up with Google Cloud to roll out generative AI customer support. Now, this is where things get particularly interesting. Imagine, if you will, a customer support experience that's not just responsive, but eerily prescient, anticipating your concerns, offering solutions even before you fully articulate the problem. It's like having a personal assistant who knows your tech better than you do. This collaboration between Best Buy and Google Cloud represents a critical leap forward in using AI to personalize and enhance the customer journey. Here, the intersection of human-centric service and machine learning paints a future where frustration with technology becomes a thing of the past. But there's more on the horizon. The narrative of e-commerce is not just about the customer interface. It's also deeply intertwined with the engine of growth. Emerging technologies, as discussed in recent insights, are not just add-ons. They're integral, driving profitable e-commerce growth in ways that were once speculative but are now tangible. The key takeaway here is the strategic adoption of technology, be it artificial intelligence, augmented reality, blockchain, or even something entirely new on the horizon. These aren't mere buzzwords. They're the building blocks of a new digital commerce ecosystem that's as dynamic as it is diversified. This approach to technology empowers businesses to not just meet, but exceed customer expectations, leading to growth that's both substantial and sustainable. Exploring these advancements, we're not just witnessing the evolution of e-commerce tools and technologies, we're participating in a revolution that's redefining what it means to engage, transact, and grow in the digital space. The power of these technologies, when harnessed thoughtfully, can create experiences that feel like magic. It's a journey that requires more than just adopting new tools. It necessitates a shift in mindset. From how businesses perceive their operations to how customers engage with technology, the future of e-commerce is being written today. These advancements invite us to question, to imagine, and to innovate. As we wrap up today's segment, I encourage all of us to think about the role of technology in our lives. The convergence of e-commerce tools and technologies isn't just about buying and selling. It's about creating moments of connection in a digital world, crafting experiences that are as remarkable as they are revolutionary. It's about imagining a future that's not only possible, but is already unfolding right before our eyes. Thank you for joining me in exploring the exciting world of e-commerce tools and technologies. Let's keep our minds open to the endless possibilities that tomorrow may bring. Hey there, listeners. Wow, can you believe we're already wrapping up today's journey through the bustling world of e-commerce? You've been tuned into The Checkout Point, brought to you by Blikit.co, and I'm your host, Max, signing off on the e-commerce news for week number 16. Today, we've traveled through some fascinating landscapes in the digital marketplace. We kicked things off by examining Mercari's groundbreaking decision to eliminate selling fees, a move that's stirred up quite the conversation about what this means for sellers and the platform's future. Then, we navigated through the mighty Amazon jungle, uncovering the secrets behind its continued dominance, from AI innovations to savvy marketing strategies that keep it ahead in the e-commerce race. We didn't stop there. Our adventure led us to the critical world of e-commerce SEO and advertising trends, where we unlocked strategies for mastering search engine results and delved into the latest Google Ads updates. Plus, we peeked into the future of shopping, exploring how artificial intelligence is transforming online marketplaces into digital bazaars of wonder and personalized experiences. To cap it all off, we explored the cutting-edge tools and technologies that are setting new precedents in the digital commerce space. From Best Buy's collaboration with Google Cloud to the latest AI-driven customer support and buying experiences, we unfolded how these innovations are crafting tomorrow's shopping experiences today. Oh, that was a lot to cover, but I hope you found these insights as thrilling as I did. Remember, this is just a glimpse of the vast universe of e-commerce, and there's so much more to explore. Before we officially sign off, a big thank you for joining me today. Your curiosity and eagerness to learn make The Checkout Point not just a podcast, but a community of forward thinkers and digital trailblazers. Make sure to tune in for next week's episode, where we'll continue to unravel the latest in e-commerce trends, news, and strategies. And don't forget to visit Blikit.co for more invaluable resources and insights to guide you through the digital marketplace. I'm Max, thanking you once again for lending me your ears and your time. Until next week, keep pushing the boundaries and exploring the endless possibilities of e-commerce. Catch you at the next checkout point.